Okay, I'm going to put something on the screen. I'm going to go to more of your calls here. We got callers on the line. I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to take a brief little reprieve here to share an important video that is being deleted on the internet again. Okay?
And vous avez vécu.
This is France. I'm going to not have a lower third across the bottom. I want you to read the subtitles. We now have Ukrainian journalists. We're going to have, I think, a lot of this, and we need to be able to share this stuff. I'm going to post this video on Locals, okay, so that you can share it with people. Why? Because it's getting deleted from the internet again, okay? Why? Because a Ukrainian journalist, listen to what she says, to France TV station. They were appalled by what she was saying.
Vous avez vécu 25 ans là-bas et je crois comprendre que vous êtes en contact avec votre famille qui vivait à Kiev et qui a fui. C'est bien ça?
Pas tout à fait, non. Elle n'a pas fui du tout.
Alors, racontez-nous, alors, quelle est votre situation?
Je précise un petit peu aussi, j'y reviens depuis 4 jours, en fait, de l'Ukraine. Bon, personne n'y croyait, ça c'est clair, dans ces événements-là. Alors, pour narrer un petit peu, parce qu'on dit un petit peu beaucoup de choses, exode, ceci, cela, pour narrer un petit peu le problème qui nous concerne, c'est que le conflit dure depuis 2014, ça on le sait. Il s'agit quand même de la population ukrainienne qui est martyrisée au quotidien, 2 millions de personnes, que les problèmes de chauffage, c'est l'hiver, sont difficiles, le salaire moyen, voilà, vous m'entendez?
Oui, très bien.
Voilà, pour se chauffer actuellement dans ces mois d'hiver, c'est plus de moitié que les ménages doivent consacrer à ça. Donc la vie est très très compliquée, donc je ne vois pas qu'est-ce qu'on défend. Le président et le gouvernement fantoche là actuellement, que je trouve fantoche, et pas du tout celui que Poutine soi-disant va mettre.
Vous parlez là de.
Moi, je suis emporté contre tout ce qu'on entend là actuellement, les pauvres Ukrainiens. Mais les pauvres Ukrainiens, ils y sont, avec ces gouvernements successifs, avec cette misère, avec cette économie délabrée.
Elle parle de Zelensky.
Oui, mais vous parlez de Zelensky, vous parlez de qui? Vous parlez
de Zelensky, oui.
Donc, vous, Ukrainienne, vous considérez que Zelensky, le chef.
He's like, are you talking about Zelensky, the guy that I just finished watching on Dancing with the Stars? Right? Mm-hmm. She's like, of course I'm talking about Zelensky. He's corrupt. He's killing journalists. Now, you just heard that from a journalist. Okay? You heard it from a journalist. And they're like, are you talking about Zelensky, the guy on Dancing with the Stars, who's got an applause from the EU? And she's like, of course. You're listening to war propaganda. You're on Facebook, you idiot.
Chef d'État dûment élu d'Ukraine est à la tête d'un gouvernement fantoche.
Fantoche, d'une chose. Et puis la deuxième chose, c'est une personne pas du tout démocratique. Il y a quand même 4 chaînes oppositionnistes qui étaient fermées. Il y a des journalistes qui sont tués. On décrit ça pour la Russie, mais ça se passe aussi en Ukraine. Il y a quand même 4 journalistes qui sont tués depuis quelques années. Il y a un tas de choses qui se passent qu'on ne sait pas et qu'on ne dit pas.
Oui. Donc, ce que vous dites, vous...
I just recorded that, okay, to be sent out and distributed, to be shared, all right? We're going to do highlights, okay? When I say I cannot do this by myself, this it's gotten to the point now. It's impossible for me to keep up with. I mean, I'm literally, when I find something and it's valuable, all right, like the Tucker Carlson thing that I did earlier on in the show, I literally had to, within a 24-hour period, reconstruct all the links because they were wiping it off the internet so that I could put the story back together for you.
Yep.
I cannot do this by myself. Cannot. This is what I need. I need volunteers, people that know how to download. As a matter of fact, Nathan, remember that's how we found you. Nathan volunteered. He was a downloader. We had a team of SBN clip people. and I say SBN clips, we would find a link, we would download it immediately. We need to revive that. I need volunteers to be able to download stuff immediately. Get it off of Twitter. Get it off of YouTube. Get it off of Facebook. So we find a link. It's valuable. We need downloaders. You go to PeteSantilli.locals.com. I need an army of information warriors. You can also get just a free account and receive information that won't be deleted. People who are subscribers, they can share. They can say, hey, check out this video I just found of the Ukrainian journalist that says that Zelensky's corrupt. That's going totally against the Dancing with the Star video that's going viral right now.
When you try to point out to everybody, Pete, that Zelensky is corrupt, and believe me, after everything that we've been through, you would think that people would naturally know that, right? I don't know if you could call Putin corrupt. Putin is in control of his.
Well, listen to what the general said.
Well,
what
he's in control of his country, though. What I'm saying is, you know, Zelensky is corrupt, and here's what's happening. That when you
Biden
tell people,
is corrupt.
Yeah, and Biden is corrupt. Our government's corrupt, just as corrupt, obviously. So when you point out to people that they are doing the same thing to them that they did during the whole COVID thing,
yes,
they can't. They just, I mean, even conservatives are like, no,
yep,
no way.
All right, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make I'm going to make a decision here. You ready? Everybody hearing my voice right now, okay? Everybody hearing my voice right now. I'm gonna do a special broadcast just on Locals, but I'm gonna open it up to all members, right? Whether you're a subscriber or not, doesn't matter, free or not. It's gonna be a special broadcast that I'm gonna do just to show you an example. I'm gonna go grab a bite to eat right now. And then I'm gonna set up my phone and I'm just gonna talk to you, and I'm gonna drop a link on the Ukraine documentary that I did that very clearly gets everybody up to speed as to what happened with the overthrow of the Ukraine. We're going to at least use that as the basis for how we get through this propaganda war, because nobody should ever forget who was installed by Hillary Clinton and John McCain back in 2014. They were the Nazis. They were the Right Sector and Svoboda Party. You cannot delete that from history. It doesn't matter whether you like Putin, or you like Zelensky, or you dislike one, or you dislike the other, you must know that the Nazis were installed in 2014. I'm going to break that down, and we need to get that information shared. So I'm going to do a special broadcast tonight, however long, 15, 20 minutes, I'm long-winded, at PeteSantilli.locals.com. Okay? Get there. Get at least a free account. You'll be able to join in the conversation in the chat during my live stream exclusively on Locals. Why? Because I'm not going to do it on Facebook Live. Why? Because they're corrupt. Facebook is corrupt. YouTube is corrupt. Twitter is corrupt. They're nothing but a CIA propaganda outlet that's allowed to be corrupt. Government propaganda is allowed to flow on these platforms because of the repeal of the Smut Act in 2012 by Barack Obama. We're going to counter that. They're building Truth Social. We got Rumble going. We got Locals going. Locals is the equivalent of Facebook.
Yeah.
Truth Social and Getter is the equivalent of Twitter. Rumble is the equivalent of YouTube. Get to PeteSantilli.locals.com. Why? Now I'm telling you to get there. I need your help. I need your help now. I cannot keep up with this. And I feel energized. I feel much more positive than I did when I first came into it. I came into the show. I'm like, oh, my God.
Ah! Yeah.
War propaganda, right?
Yeah.
I cannot do this by myself. I need everybody's help now.
These days, the future is still more uncertain than ever. That's why people who know what's coming are using today to prepare. You can't wait until the last minute. By then, it's too late. The most important thing you need is long-term storage emergency food. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and will be there when you need it. Deb and I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, America's leader in self-reliance. They're the only source we use for emergency food planning, and right now you can save $50 off a four-week supply of delicious meals that provide 2,000 plus calories a day. Calories give you the energy you need to survive, and saving $50 is impossible to pass up, and supplies are limited. Order by 3 p.m. and your order ships the same day. So go to preparewithpete.com and stock up now. That's preparewithpete.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now.